In today's business landscape, the term consultant has been stretched to encompass everyone from strategic advisors to gardeners. Yet true consulting represents something far more precise, a helping relationship built on expertise and experience. What distinguishes genuine consultants isn't just their knowledge, but their ethical foundation. While new graduates rely heavily on formal education, seasoned consultants leverage years of accumulated wisdom. Unlike regulated professions such as medicine or law, consulting lacks formal oversight. Anyone can claim the title. This creates both opportunity and risk, making reputation and demonstrated results essential currencies in the consulting world. The most respected consultants position themselves as trusted advisors, sometimes walking away from potential business when it's not in the client's best interest. Consider the consultant who declined a lucrative project because the client already possessed the necessary internal capabilities. While this meant immediate revenue loss, the client was so impressed by this integrity that they later awarded a much larger contract, noting, "We knew you would tell us the truth, even when it wasn't in your financial interest." This client-first approach ultimately strengthens relationships and creates future opportunities that transactional approaches never could. Just as doctors must understand patients before prescribing treatment, consultants need thorough client knowledge to provide effective solutions. This preparation creates an immediate competitive edge. Clients can instantly detect who has done their homework. Effective preparation follows a scalable framework with three levels of increasing depth based on available time. Basic preparation, 1 to 2 hours, covers the client's industry, geography, financials, key executives, market position, and competitors. Detailed preparation extends to strategic objectives, company history, industry trends, and deeper financial analysis. Engagement-specific preparation focuses on the particular topic, including clarifying the agenda, researching stakeholders, and identifying relevant consulting experience. This approach's power was demonstrated when two competing consulting teams met with the same client. The team that had researched the client's specific financial challenges, leadership changes, and competitive pressures won before the presentation began. Their preparation demonstrated genuine interest in the client's unique situation rather than just another sales opportunity. Clients evaluate advice based on both recommendations and the consultant's perceived credibility. Research shows 85% of client decisions are influenced by credibility before substantive work even begins. Establishing credibility requires mastering four elements: objectivity, tangibility, relevance, and conciseness. Share specific project outcomes with measurable results rather than making broad capability claims. Replace vague statements like extensive implementation experience with precise metrics. Delivered 15 successful ERP implementations across 5 industries with an average ROI of 127%. When introducing your organization, balance credentials with a consultative approach through techniques like the reference hook, briefly mentioning relevant experience, then asking permission to share specific examples. Documentation builds credibility through organized credentials presentations, case studies with verifiable metrics, and reference lists with named contacts. This approach proved decisive in a $2 million healthcare transformation project competition. The winning firm distinguished itself by presenting detailed case studies with quantified outcomes, providing direct client references, and demonstrating deep understanding of specific challenges. As the client's CFO noted, both teams were clearly capable, but one team showed us exactly how they'd solved similar problems before. The other team told us they could solve our problems. That difference was decisive. Effective client meetings follow a three-phase structure: the setup phase, introductions and context; the body phase, information exchange, discussions, agreements, and action items; and the closure phase, summary and next steps. Exceptional consultants navigate this structure while remaining responsive to client needs, using navigation checkpoints to eliminate irrelevant topics and focus on priorities. rather than ending with a generic thanks for the meeting, an effective consultant might conclude, you're experiencing a 20% excess inventory problem costing approximately $2.3 million annually. Your current system requires manual stock logging, which is both time-consuming and error-prone. You need a solution that automates tracking, improves ordering accuracy, and manages component build lists for over 100 product configurations. Have I captured that correctly? This specificity demonstrates attentiveness and builds trust that generic approaches cannot achieve. When facing complex business challenges, the ability to structure problems systematically becomes invaluable. Logic trees serve as powerful frameworks for breaking down complex issues into manageable components, revealing hierarchical relationships. For example, consultants improved an airline's profitability by identifying high costs and low revenues as main branches, then exploring subcategories like fuel efficiency, maintenance, routes, and pricing, revealing previously hidden opportunities. Effective analytical frameworks require branches that are mutually exclusive and collectively exhaustive, MEES, to ensure comprehensive coverage without overlap. During client discussions, successful consultants explain the methodology clearly, use visual aids, guide systematic discussions, incorporate feedback, establish priorities, and provide summaries. As one executive noted, "For the first time, I could see our entire problem landscape on one page. It transformed how we approach the solution." This illustrates how analytical frameworks create clarity, turning overwhelming challenges into manageable components that can be systematically addressed. A consulting proposal serves as both technical document and persuasive marketing tool. The executive summary must address pain points with a compelling value proposition. Rather than, "We will implement a new CRM system," frame it as, "We will increase sales productivity by 25% through intelligent automation and streamlined customer engagement processes." Your solution approach should outline methodology, phases, and success factors without revealing proprietary frameworks. Align pricing models with project characteristics, fixed price for defined scope, time and materials for dynamic environments, or shared risk-reward for transformational projects. Breaking complex projects into phases manages risk while building confidence. A major transformation might begin with a 12-week diagnostic before full implementation, with each phase delivering value while advancing the larger vision. This approach enables adjustments based on learning and changing circumstances. The best proposals feel less like a sales pitch and more like the first deliverable of the project itself, showing clients exactly what working together will achieve. Client satisfaction in consulting follows the 50-50 rule. It's driven equally by delivering results and creating a positive client experience. In competitive industries where vendors offer similar solutions at comparable prices, client experience becomes the key differentiator. Like airlines, where safe transportation is expected, but passengers choose based on service quality. Consulting clients assume technical competence, but select providers based on the working relationship. Optimizing this experience requires active relationship management at all project levels, creating genuine partnerships beyond transactions. Consultants build these relationships through thorough preparation, friendly attitudes, clear role definition, and genuine interest in clients' perspectives. When projects face inevitable challenges, strong relationships become the safety net ensuring successful outcomes. The most successful consultants recognize their work isn't just delivering solutions, it's creating experiences that clients value enough to return for. By balancing technical excellence with relationship quality, they transform one-time projects into enduring partnerships. Ultimately, consulting excellence is about applying knowledge in service of others, creating results and relationships that endure.